I got a job in a shop, which was completely different to anything that I had ever done before. Coming from an agricultural background, working on the land, working a little bit with wood, to actually serving customers in a shop was completely different to anything I'd ever done before. It was a bit of a culture shock as well, because you're meeting the public. You have to learn how to serve the public. And in those days, unlike supermarkets or other shops now, every customer was served personally by a salesperson. And I found that I enjoyed that very, very much. I stayed there for 4 years and got married around the end of the 4 year period that I was there. And it really wasn't paying enough to support a family. And I left there and I went to work for London Transport as a bus conductor. I was too young to get a license to drive a bus. So I got a job as a bus conductor in one of the local bus garages. And it was trolley buses then, which are a bit like trams nowadays there. And they worked from powered by electricity. You had overhead cables. You had two long poles that were from the top of the bus up to the power cables. Spent probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years as a bus conductor. And then I applied to be a driver, and I was taken on for the training as a driver. And I passed the test as a trolley bus driver. But I was one of the youngest trolley bus drivers then. They had just reduced the age to 22. I passed within a couple of months of my 22nd birthday, so I was a very young bus driver. And then they felt that trolley buses weren't suitable any longer for London, and they brought in route masters. I spent the next 9 years driving diesel buses, petrol buses.